Canadian tennis is having a moment. Actually, quite a few of them with the heady generation that began with Milos Raonic and Eugenie Bouchard, and continues with Denis Shapovalov, Felix Auger-Aliassime, Vasek Pospisil, Bianca Andreescu and Leila Fernandez. The seeds for Canada's rise on the courts were planted nearly 5 decades ago with a group that included Pacific Institute for Sport Excellence CEO Robert Bettauer. The group included 4 future Canadian Davis Cup players, Bettauer, John Picken, Joseph Brabanek, Derek Siegel, and played together in the NCAA Division I with the Pan American University, now University of Texas Rio Grande Valley, Bronx team from 1974 to 1978. The university inducted that tennis team into its Sports Hall of Fame this month and Bettauer went down to Edinburgh, Texas, for the ceremony. Every generation contributes to the next generation, said Bettauer, 3-time Canadian men's champion, who went on to coach Canada in the Davis Cup and at the 1988 Seoul and 1992 Barcelona Olympics. We were pioneers. We contributed to building confidence in Canadian players. The lessons we learned were informed by our experience. We did our part to push Canadian tennis to the next level. Others built on top of that. I am very proud of what we did. Canada won its first Davis Cup last year in an historic breakthrough that had been building since Canada reached the final in 2019 for the first time since 1913, when the Canadian team, composed of Victoria Lawn Tennis Club players Bernard Schwengers, Bobby Powell and J.A. Foulkes, played in the final against the U.S. The legacy doesn't go away. It continues, I am coaching top juniors on Bear Mountain, said Bettauer. Bettauer has run Peace, on the Camosun College Interurban Campus, for 13 years and also provides the tennis color commentary for Rogers Sportsnet. The international feel of the Pan American University tennis team in Bettauer's time came about after coach Dennis Connor scouted the 1973 World Junior Championships played in Miami. José Luis Damiani, from Uruguay, set the bar high for our Pan American University team and went on to an ATP ranking high of number 32, said Bettauer. We all looked different at the reunion but sounded exactly the same. Our reunion was filled with much laughter and friendship, which is what made us such a great team. Bettauer said the highlight was having their former coach Connor, now 80, join the reunion. Denis Connor was the architect of the team core. The team was 3-19 the season before we got there and we went 17-6 as freshmen and ended our careers as NCAA Div. 1 top 10, number 4 overall, in our senior year, said Bettauer. We are all so thankful for the opportunity we were given and the foundation it set for our lives and careers. So many of us went on to professional careers earning ATP rankings and playing Davis Cup for our countries. CDH Ean saw at TimesColonist.com.